Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Is everybody in? Is everybody in? Is everybody in? The ceremony is about to begin.
We're halfway home on our anniversary, our 6 years together, 6 years in the books. Year seven starts now. Expect it to be a big one, a good one, but obviously we can't do it without you guys. So please continue to listen and listen. We will do our very best to make you happy and keep you entertained. I live for it. I live to make you laugh. My favorite tweets of all time. Somebody just tweeted, spit my coffee out, listening to things Ben likes. I mean, those never get old to me. That's like my sustenance. When we can get you to spit your coffee out in your car and your drive in, that's what I live for. So
I don't know if this is a compliment or not, but Quacked on Padre said this drop supercut of Ben Higgins is literally almost a highlight reel of a 5-year old.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, it's so
good.
Am
I that much of a simpleton, though? The things that please me are the same things.
I liked my omelet.
I like San Diego State at home. I like when a baseball player can be more than just a baseball player.
The only difference is a 5-year-old would change his mind the next day about the things that he likes. There, you know what you like, and you like the way you've set up your life.
I'm genuine that I try to be a positive person.
You are.
And see the bright side of things. And there's no reason you can't like a lot of things.
He likes a lot of stuff.
Because the opposite is just hating everything.
That's me. That's the.
He likes everything. He loves very little, though.
Ben and I, yes.
I'm not even sure he loves you and me.
That's so true.
I think he likes you and me.
He likes us. He tolerates.
He
said it yesterday.
He puts up with us.
Yeah, Ben and I are I'm the one that hates everything. I mean, I'm like, oh, God, I hate this. I hate that.
And I mean, that is the origin of things Ben likes.
Yeah.
It was directly stolen from the Howard Stern show.
Literally.
That we listened to religiously. Yes. He's the greatest to ever do talk radio.
Right.
And they would do a thing once a year of everything that Howard hates for the year. And it's just,
I hate computers.
Traveling on airplanes. I hate politics.
All of it.
I hate when my soup is too hot. Like, it's just the most ridiculous things. And I thought, we had a couple of things that Ben said he liked.
I noticed. I'm like, he likes a lot of stuff, dude. A lot. Like, he's always saying, I like.
We just wanted to do the exact opposite. It worked out
so
beautifully.
Good. So, so good. It's great to be here with you guys. And yeah, I mean, we take it seriously, you know, trying to entertain and make you laugh. And, you know, tell our side of the story, certainly, and talk about our lives and the funny things that happen. And, but I, you know, listen, I'm very lucky to be able to do this, and especially with these two guys in here. These guys are good human beings, which is the most important thing, and very rare in this business. That is every year the number one ranked business for sociopaths. Every single year, radio and television personalities, the number one. Most sociopaths walking amongst us, they are in this industry, and I can absolutely back that up. I mean, absolutely 100% in a court of law say, you're 100% right. So I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel, the executive producer, Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor who likes a lot of stuff. And today,
is that sociopathic to like as many things
no,
as I do?
No, it's not. It's not sociopathic. Why would that be sociopathic?
I don't know. I'm a little weird. I know.
You're a little weird, but yeah. I love that about you. Your weirdness is what delights me. You still delight me. Every time I learn something new, and I'm still learning so much new about you, like the fact that you sleep on top of the covers, it blew my mind. I think about it 3 to 4 times a day.
Got a little chilly last night. So
did
I put
you
one,
get under?
One leg under.
One leg?
One leg.
Really?
Kind of moderate my temperature a little bit.
So weird.
One? I have it available if I ever need to just slip a foot or... half of a leg. I had a whole leg under last night.
One whole leg.
Yeah.
It blows me away. It really does.
But you are typically, you're on top of all the blankets.
Yes, everything. On the very top.
Doesn't that suck for your wife? Like, she can't move the blanket?
She has her own blanket. We have two different blankets.
Oh.
So she's learned that if there was one, it would be,
you'd be screwed.
I'd be on top of it, and she couldn't move hers. So we actually put two separate blankets, one that I lay on top of and one that she gets under.
My wife had, we had when we first got married and moved in together, we had that Craftmatic bed where half of it would raise and the other half. And when she was pregnant, she liked to sleep upside down. So the
legs up.
The legs up. And like I would roll over in the middle of the night and fall through a crack. A pillow would get wedged down there. I was like,
up and down.
You guys make it look so great on the commercial. It looks so great. Look at this couple, and they're sleeping, and one guy's up and one guy's down.
Dude, I love bringing the head up just a little bit and then the feet up just a little bit. You're like in a little cradle.
I need to be flat.
Mine from Mattress Makers, and putting my head up has pretty much eliminated. I don't even need my CPAP anymore. My snoring is gone. Yeah, well, I think losing the weight also
that helped
a tremendous amount over the last few months. But I don't wake up in the night anymore. Shelly never says anything about the snoring. I don't get kicked in the middle of the night, which is terrific.
So I have another confession to make about something that I bought on Instagram under the influence of Ambien, which I take to sleep. But I finally did it. I finally hit one. So to recap, since we've been at 97.3 The Fan, try to remember what I've bought. Unbeknownst to me, it will show up at my house and I'll go, what in the world? I bought some chocolate milk protein drinks that showed up a case of them.
The Joe Frazier sweatshirt?
Yes. That's the one I was trying to think of. Who was on that sweatshirt?
Yeah. Joe Frazier. And then like on the back, it's Madison Square Garden, 1970. My wife goes, what in the F is that? Who is Frazier? I go, he was a boxer. She goes, what are you, a big Joe Frazier fan? I go, I don't know. Look cool. It was like Padres brown and yellow. I wake up and I have a delivery of something that I bought. Well, I finally hit one. I bought a sleep mask. And I think I mentioned it when I bought it, but I've used it. Hannah said to me, you don't like wake up or stir anymore at all whatsoever. The thing is, this it's as big as like ski goggles, and it's completely blacks out your eyes, and you can't.
They're the best. I have one. I told you to get one like a year ago.
It like cups your eyes. It like there's like suction cups almost, and I sleep like a baby.
Does it have the Bluetooth?
There's no. I didn't get that.
Oh,
one.
I got the one. With, it's got flat, little, tiny blue like speakers that you can Bluetooth to, and it's not like an AirPod where it's kind of bulky, and if you lay it on your side, it might hurt. Like they're flat, and it's just perfectly right around your ear.
I feel like I'd wake up and feel so disoriented if I couldn't see anything at all.
It's the greatest. I can't remember the name of it. Oh, dude, it's changed my life. Like, I took it to spring training with us. Like, I can't sleep without it. It's weighted. Yeah, it's like weighted. Yep. Manta. That's it. The Manta mask.
It's a game
changer. That MFR was like $80 for a sleep mask. And it showed up in a like big box with a big case and everything. And I was like, what the hell?
I'm just picturing like a grandma with that little pink frilly, yeah, with the laces frilly one around it.
Well, you can see out of the bottom of it. This thing like cups your eyes. You can't. There's nothing. You can't see anything. And I sleep so much better with it. I've slept like a baby. I mean, really. Once I go to sleep, I can't live without it now. It is just incredible. So I finally hit on one. Yeah, the Manta Mask was the name of it, and it was. They got me. Instagram got me. They've got me on a. I bought a whole. Got rooked a couple months ago on some men's skincare line, and I bought it and got it, and my whole face broke out with acne, like on the top of my forehead. I was like, all right, that was pricey. That Ambien shopping is dangerous. I mean, it's dangerous. God only knows what I've done.
Has anybody ever done a sensory deprivation tank?
No, but I would like to.
Sounds like you might enjoy a sensory deprivation tank.
I feel like so, like, the floating, we've talked about the floating, like floating,
no sound, no light.
Being alone that quiet would be kind of tough. Would you do it? I think you'd freak out.
I think I'd freak out, but I don't want a sleep mask. I don't.
I would do it.
Yeah, I think I'd
at least try it.
I'll try it.
I mean, I'll pretty much try anything once.
I think it would drive me insane, too. Matthew says the same thing. I can't tell if I would like it or not. But anyway, yeah, I highly recommend the Manta Mask. It's just a total, total game changer for me.
Why Manta Mask?
Simply the best. That is.
I'm the one who was totally opposed to the Aaron Rodgers darkness retreat.
Yeah.
Just sounded miserable. That sounds miserable to me. You were a little more intrigued.
Like I think
you,
I was.
You wanted to maybe try it out for a little
bit. I'd rather just do the drugs that he does.
Yeah, the ayahuasca and all that. But I think for me...
Like, how long could you realistically go?
In a cave?
Complete darkness and silence and just locked away.
I think at the time he did it, my kids were being irrationally insane. They've been so good lately that I'm like, no, I would never want to. At that time, I was like, lock me up in a cave for 6 weeks.
I don't think I could go more than a day. It's like 24 hours. I think I'd start to lose it.
I don't know that I'd make it to lunch, you know, with my thoughts. Just me and my thoughts. Give me a book or something. Yeah, it'd be great. And a nice, comfortable bed. Take a nap in.
Our big boss, Michael, in the chat checks in. Congrats on 6 years. Looking forward to many, many more. You guys are amazing. Thank you very much.
Oh, we'll see. We only have 2.5 more years left on this.
Michael, we were actually looking back this morning at tweets from day one.
My Lord.
Of the Ben and Woods program. Like when our Twitter account was brand new. Like, can we get at Ben and Woods? Yes, we can get at Ben and Woods on Twitter. And we're going through some of the things that were the day one tweets from our very first show.
Had a guy tweet, who the F is Stephen Woods? Padres in 24. I said, I am. Nice to meet you. And then he said, this show won't last. That day. Well, we made it. We made it 6 years.
There were some haters. There were some critics already.
Already.
Something's never changed.
Yeah. Listen, it's all good. I have nothing but love for everyone out there.
All of the haters, we actually had a good majority of the haters that day were coming from another radio show's fan base.
Yeah, here.
Yeah, actually, on this station. Well, he never actually got onto this station.
And that station made about 6 weeks.
Yeah. That was fun.
That was really fun first day.
And then the other people that were hating were just like, who the F is this Yankee fan that you guys hired?
Super fun, man. It was a really, like, I always come into every job a little naive. You know, and didn't know, like at 94.9, the slogan was, it's about the music, and they had hired a talk show. So I was like, this is great. I'm moving to Paradise, get to like shoot the ass with my friends every day, do fun bits? No. I mean, I just got crushed. Been crushed for 14 years, but still made it and couldn't do it without Benny and Paulie, that's for sure. But that day, that was a rough, we had a rough start to the show. I think Hannah told me this morning, she goes, I remember you guys just ripped calls. And the guy called in and was like, Ben is pretty vanilla. I need you to make him. And that's where that drop came from, is me saying, oh, I'll pull that demon out of Ben Higgins. And I believe that guy still calls into our show. So thanks to all of you who have tried us and stayed with us.
That guy years.
And we love you very much. Look at that. Boss man's coming in. Adam Klug walking by.
Do you think he brought us a present for our anniversary?
He called me at the break after he said I was hungry. He said, do you want me to stop and get you anything? I declined.
Fair enough.
I didn't have any cash.
We got a lot to get to the next couple of days.
We do.
We've got our show tomorrow morning. Don't forget, we'll be at Baja Rick's Cantina in the Gas Lamp, 6th and L, broadcasting live from 6 to 10 a.m. tomorrow. Now, you guys are staying downtown tonight, so you'll just make the quick walk down to our location. Adam and I are staying at home, and we actually shared text exchanges yesterday because he goes, are you not staying downtown with the guys? And I go, no, I have a home where there's no additional charge to stay at. I mean, at some point, I'm going to have to drive downtown anyway. Might as well do it in the morning and not pay extra for the hotel room. You treat it as a bit of a vacation with your wife.
Oh, yeah. Hotel Hannah. The look of pain in her face this morning.
And is Megan staying with you?
She's not staying with anybody else.
Well, no, she's got her own room.
She's not staying at home, though.
No, she's coming down, yeah. She's staying with me. We're going down, checking in this afternoon. And then we got it for two nights as well, our room, because the last thing I want to do is, after a long day, raging from 6 a.m. till who knows when, don't want to worry about, all right, where did we park? Go sit in traffic, drive 35 minutes home. No, we're just going
to
stay there.
I happened to remind her on my way out this morning as I was coming into work, don't forget Hotel Hannah.
It's a smart move on your part.
It is.
To, like, tell the listeners a ton over the last week about Hotel Hannah, because
She has to deliver. I'm no dummy, man. I've been doing this a long time. I know exactly what I'm doing.
So she's nothing like you, because if we put any expectations on you,
you will go
the other way.
Correct.
And completely want to defy all the expectations.
Correct. Bit of a rebel in that regard.
Opposites attract.
She is more by the book. And Hotel Hannah, like I said, is a real, it's a real thing. So
all she has to say is, I want you to be a real tiger tonight. I'm looking
if she
forward
said
to
that
it.
To me,
and all of a sudden you go like, I'm not interested.
That's true. If she's like, hey, I can't wait to get you down there and take your disgusting body all over mine. I'd probably be like, you're right.
Yeah, let's just read a book.
But the look of like panic and pain in her face this morning when I said it, she's like, oh, I just remembered. Hotel Hannah. See you soon, babe.
All right, we got Brett Boone coming up. So let's take a quick time out. He's going to join us at the bottom of the hour. There was a fairly amazing sporting event that took place last night that neither of you have any interest in whatsoever.
If you bring it up, I think this show
but
ends
it was pretty cool.
Here and there.
So maybe I will, maybe now I won't. Then. 6 years could be all over.
He texted us. Hey, the ending to this Lakers game is insane.
We didn't even respond.
He didn't even mention it, but it was really
good. We didn't even ask, oh, really?
Pretty good.
What's
game
going
last
on?
Night.
Well,
okay.
Let's check in with Dave Roberts and see how he feels. Maybe Max Muncy wants to weigh in.
Coming up, San Diego's number
how
one
dare
sports
you?
Station.
The day before opening day here.
97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place.
That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Just reading this during the break. Welcome back. It's Ben and Woods. We got Brett Boone coming up. We're
Booty.
Still listening for the phrase that pays. If you hear the winner of our tournament of drops from last week, call in 833-288-0973. You can win opening day tickets to tomorrow's Padres-Giants game at Petco Park. So our friend Chris Rose, the Chris Rose Rotation, had Miguel Rojas on and apparently got a little spicy talking about his former Miami Marlins teammate, Jazz Chisholm Jr. And Jazz had been pretty spicy on a different podcast last week.
This was wild.
Criticizing Miguel Rojas when he said, the time that we were together on the team, the worst 3 years probably of my life. He took multiple shots at an unidentified team captain, apparent reference to Rojas, who was the Marlins de facto captain of the time. Quote, you can't be a team leader when you've got guys that have been in the clubhouse that's been there 9-10 years, even though they suck. They've been there for 9 or 10 years. The team calls them the team captain, but they're not a good captain. They're not a good person. You're not even a good athlete at this point. You're just here and you're bringing down the young guys that are supposed to be good.
No, it's an interesting dynamic. So I also listened to some of Jazz's comments, and I like Jazz Chisholm. I do. The story he told, I go, are you insane? Did you hear what you just said? You know what he said? Ben, he said when he was a rookie, he fell asleep before a game, and they had a meeting at 4:45, and he fell asleep in the locker room. And Rojas saw him sleeping and didn't wake him up for the meeting, so he got mad at Rojas. He got mad at Rojas for letting him sleep through the mandatory meeting. And I think Miguel Rojas, I think he did the right thing because you're a grown man now. You're a professional. You need to set an alarm on your phone if you have a mandatory meet. You need to get there. Just because you're a rookie doesn't mean guys have to hold your D everywhere you go. Are you going to go, did you eat right today, Jazz? Did you get your stretching? Like, the role of a team captain, that is what a captain does. A captain's going to let you sink or swim. And I couldn't believe what I heard from Jazz. Like, if you're going to use any, now I've heard other stories of other organizations. Like, we all heard the story about Freddie Freeman and Acuna Jr. and how he's like, you know, turn your hat around. We don't do that. I think that's garbage. But this one, like, he didn't wake me up for a mandatory meeting. Like, well, why would he? You're a grown man.
So Rojas told Chris Rose that Chisholm is entitled to his opinion on his playing abilities, but He fought back against the rest of it. Quote, whatever you want to say about me as a player, you can have that opinion. But you saying that I'm a bad person when you don't even know me, that's what kind of bothers me. I'm not expecting everybody to like me. I don't like everybody. But that doesn't mean that I can go out there and tell everybody what's happening in the clubhouse. As a professional, you have to understand that you have to respect everybody that is in that clubhouse. When you come to a place, get to a new place, there are people there that have been there before you. There's rules in place, and someone is going to keep you accountable. Now, maybe Jazz was right about Miguel Rojas. He got traded to the Dodgers to, you know, basically when Gavin Lux got hurt last year, right? They acquired him to fill in at short, didn't have great season, and now when they need a shortstop again, they're moving Mookie there rather than play. I mean, he's still on the team, right? Miguel Rojas?
I think so.
Like, you know, but not just really someone that they're counting on for any significant time or innings, at least they're hoping not to, this season. Maybe that is true. It is. It's declined, and he's not the same player. But sounds like clubhouse-wise, there's certainly some issues. Wasn't it Jazz who's finally trying to eat better?
Yeah.
Had been eating,
which is good.
Was it McDonald's every single day?
Taking responsibility. But again,
and again, your choices are your choices, and if you perform on the field, it doesn't matter. But if I'm a teammate and I see even a young guy not taking care of himself like that and eating fast food every day, I'm going to wonder about his commitment to being the best
sure.
that he can be. Right?
No doubt.
Aren't you going to wonder about that a little bit? Is this guy really committed to being the best version of himself to help us win if he's not even taking care of his own diet during the season?
I hope that you don't judge me like that for my diet.
Being a successful radio host can involve a number of different diets.
It's true.
Fortunately.
That's true. Thank God. No, and to play the flip side of that coin, the young guys coming into an organization trying to get their feet wet, it's got to be tough for them sometimes when the older veterans. I mean, we straight up asked Manny. Remember when we asked Manny at spring training, all right, so you as a team leader, how do you deal with a young, confident Jackson Merrill? And he kind of paused. He's like, I don't really want to answer that question, right? Because he was brought up in a different era. You know, he's brought up in a different time. So I can see all sides of that. But that example of he didn't wake me up for a team meeting is ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
I think this is an outstanding topic to discuss with our next guest. Brett Boone is going to be with us, going to be a semi-regular contributor throughout the season, host of the Odyssey podcast, and, of course, former Padre and San Diego family royalty, baseball royalty. Brett Boone going to be with us on Baseball Eve, the day before the opening day. Coming up next with Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Got some fun little merchandise that came in during the break. We will talk about that in our final hour, but a little sneak preview for the YouTubers out there. Congratulations to Holly, who called in and won the Padres opening day tickets, was listening for the Sounder, heard Kelly Danick, the Tournament of Drops winner, called in, and Holly has won the two tickets. Thank you, everybody else, for listening and calling. You can now just sit back and enjoy our interview with Brett Boone, which is coming up right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. And we are joined right now by Boone, host of the Brett Boone Podcast, an Odyssey original featuring the most notable names in MLB and all around sports every week. And while that is the official tagline, it's also true because seen some of the guests that Brett gets on, and they're quite impressive. Brett, welcome back to Ben and Woods. Good morning to you and a happy baseball season.
Happy baseball. Yeah, woke up this morning. Time to go back to work and start grinding on and trying to predict what's going to happen, which is virtually impossible, as we found out a year ago.
It's exactly
but
right.
But remember, now that you're on this side, there's no consequences to being wrong.
Literally
anymore.
No consequences. You can have a 20-year career of being wrong every time.
It's amazing how this is what's going to go down. And then 5 months later, I didn't think it was going to go down like that.
You know, Booney, Ben gets mad at me because he'll ask me. I go, I have no idea. And neither do you. And he's like, yeah, but you're on this job, you have to give like a good, strong take.
You have to have an opinion.
Right.
I mean, like the national championship, and, you know, we'll be previewing it, and Woods is like, let's just wait and see how it plays out.
See what happens.
Like, what are we going to do for the next
job? You got to tell us what you think.
Let's just talk about it. It's fun. Let's just talk about everybody.
Out there, and then you got the boys in the room. When you're wrong, they just bury you.
Yeah.
But that's just part of the gig. And then once in a while, you drain that 50-footer down the,
yes,
you know, better than most, and everybody looks at you like, yeah, that's why I'm in this job. I'm a genius.
It's exactly right. The one out of
you
10
remind
times.
Them the one time you were right.
That's exactly right. Well, Booney, right, man, yeah, the season starts tomorrow, and I know it's got to be for you thinking about, you know, when you were playing and stuff, like the day before opening day, because as a fan, as a broadcaster, I'm giddy. I don't want to be here right now. I just want to be tomorrow. I want it to be tomorrow. I want it to be first pitch. As a player, when you played, what was the day before like for you?
Day before, and I'll tell you, it didn't change from my rookie year till my last year in the league. It's the night before. It's that anticipation. You know, you had that last 2 weeks of spring. Sometimes you were ready to go 2 weeks before spring ended. Sometimes it was the last week where it finally all clicked for you. And then you get, you know, you have the song and dance, and you get the couple, you might have a couple more preseason games at home, like, but it's not a real game, you know, so it really doesn't count. And you're just like, let's just get on with it. My years in Cincinnati, when it was a really big deal, they have the big parade, and that's back when the Reds were always opening the season. So there's even more hoopla there. But once you, the night before, then you get to the day of, and then you're going to run through the right field, you know, tunnel, and you're going to line up on the first base side, and you got the butterflies. I always thought, let's just get opening day out of the way. Let's just not embarrass ourselves. Hopefully win a game. Hopefully I get a hit. And then you get to game two, and then you kind of settle in, and the grind begins, and it just feels like you're in the middle of June. But that opening day, there's so much anticipation. You want to get off on the right foot. Like I said, players, the one thing they don't want to do, they don't want to embarrass themselves. You don't want to go out on opening day and chase four sliders off the plate and dirt and strike out three times. That's not the way we want to start. It's weird, but that's the little things we think about on opening day. And then, like I said, once you get past opening day, the butterflies go away, and now it's a job, and now it's that 162 grind.
Brett, one of the big stories of the offseason was how free agency just continued to linger into March. And finally, in these last few days, had the two big pitchers on the market, the Boris clients, Blake Snell last week, and Jordan Montgomery just yesterday agreeing with the Arizona Diamondbacks, both of them coming to the NL West. How do those two signings in particular, in your mind, impact the NL West race, if they do?
I think they just solidified the fact that the NL West is probably going to be the best division in baseball. I look at the four teams. You got the Dodgers with the super team. They're going through the Ohtani stuff right now. Who knows what's going to happen with that? But you look top to bottom, they're as good as it gets. Padres, man, I think I've been looking at this Padre team more and more. I like the trades they made. Yep. You know, Soto moving on last year just didn't work out. It's almost like too many young superstars in the same clubhouse. Soto's moved on, but the pieces you got for Soto, the King, Peralta out in the bullpen, I really love that. And looking at that starting rotation with Musgrove, Darvish, you're getting bringing in Cease, which is big, and King, this King kid from the Yankees, he's genuinely been in the bullpen. Now he's going to be a starter. I really like how that looks. And then you got Tatis, Machado, Bogarts, three MVP-type candidates. I like it. You lose Lugo, you lose Waka. But, you know, I think they exceeded expectations. They did about as good as they could do a year ago. Yep. Snell's gone. Obviously, that's big. He wins the Cy Young, goes to the Giants. But then you look at the Diamondbacks. I mean, they just got Montgomery with Gallen and Kelly just coming off going to the World Series. We haven't even gotten to the Giants yet, who I think had the biggest offseason. You know, they got Snell, Brandon Webb, who's going to win a Cy Young before it's all said and done.
Logan
and
Webb. Robbie yeah, Logan. Ray. You played against Brandon
I'm
Webb.
Sorry,
yeah,
I'm
Logan.
Sorry, Logan. Yeah, I'm sorry. Logan.
Similar repertoires, by the way, the nasty splitter and all that, but and they got Jung Ho Lee and yeah, I mean they
Robbie Ray.
Yeah, Robbie Ray.
You know, 2021, Robbie Ray won a Cy Young. Things didn't go as planned in Seattle, but he's kind of sneaky there coming off Tommy John. If he's right again, Snell, Webb, and Robbie Ray at the top. Jordan Hicks, what's he going to be going from the bullpen to a starter? You bring in Chapman, that shores up the defense. You get Solar, who hit 36 homers a year ago, and this Lee kid coming over from Korea. They're saying he's the best Korean prospect ever. He had a really good spring. I think the Giants really improved themselves the most, so I think it's going to be a four-horse race. I think it's the best division in baseball. It's
yeah.
Be really exciting.
I think so, too. I mean, we said that this morning, talking to our pal Brett Boone here on Ben and Woods this morning. And, you know, the Dodgers are just – the pressure is squarely on them, in my opinion. And I don't know. You've gone through the rigors of a season and playoffs and stuff like that. I picked the Diamondbacks, and this is before yesterday, going out and getting Montgomery. It's going to take him some time to ramp up. But the hangover effect, is that a real thing for baseball players playing late in October and the grind of those games? Is that something that you're concerned with at all for them?
I don't think so. I think the Diamondbacks were under the radar last year. Nobody gave them a chance in hell of doing what they did. And it's a young group of players that just kept doing it right in your face. And next thing you know, they're a couple games away from winning the World Series. I think that just fed them. It grew them up really quick. Now you're coming back 1 year later with just a mental edge. Like, yeah, you're going to doubt us again this year. So I think the Diamondbacks are in a really good position. You talk about the Dodgers, and I've been really looking at the Dodgers lately. Yeah, they got the fanfare. You got the obvious, Ohtani, Betts, Freeman. It doesn't get much better than that.
It's nasty.
In the middle of the lineup. But I have some questions with the Dodgers, okay? Walker Buehler, how's he going to be? Is he going to be the Walker Buehler we're used to? If he is, he's a definite bona fide number one starter. Glasnow, without a doubt, when he's healthy, is a number one. But he hasn't been healthy that often. When's the last time he pitched 150 innings? I think never. Yamamoto, all the fanfare, $300 million. He's never done it, had a rough spring, got got hit pretty well out of the gate in that opening day for him. Clayton Kershaw, they're going to really baby him. He's going to be at the end. So I've got a lot of questions for that Dodger rotation. Yes, if everything's right, if Buehler's great, if Glasnow stays healthy, if Yamamoto is everything, you know, lives up to the hype, well, they're in pretty good shape. They got a great bullpen. But then I look at the left-sided infield as well. You got Mookie Betts, a right fielder. I mean, they should ask the Padres to give him one of their shortstops. Mookie Betts, a right fielder, is going to play shortstop at the big league level for 162 games. Mookie Betts, I don't question his athleticism, as good as probably anybody in the game from an athlete standpoint. But to play short, that's a different animal. If he can do it, it'll be one of the most impressive things I've ever seen,
yeah,
going from right field to short. And then you got Max Muncy at third base, who's kind of a defensive liability. The left side of the infield, to me, got a lot of questions. So I don't question the star power in Dodgerville, but there's a lot of what-ifs. And if those what-ifs come to fruition, I don't know. It couldn't be this magical season that it's lining up to be. On top of that, the unbelievable pressures put on them. It's kind of at this point with that team and that star power, it's like, you better win the World Series.
You have to.
Don't even come back.
Talking to Odyssey MLB insider Brett Boone here on Ben and Woods. And Brett, we were just talking about a little war of words breaking out between former teammates Miguel Rojas and Jazz Chisholm. And Jazz calling Miguel Rojas essentially not a good person, not a good captain, not a good athlete. And then Rojas, firing back that, you know, whatever you think of me, you can have your opinion. But to say I'm a bad person when you don't know me, that's what kind of bothers me. Obviously, they're not teammates anymore, but your experience as a player. First, you were a young player, and you've told us a little bit about that, kind of your mentality when you first broke in. And you were a little more confident than some getting to the big leagues, given your family lineage. But I bet, did that rub some people the wrong way as well, being kind of a brash, opinionated, maybe young player compared to maybe the humble guys who come in and don't even want to be seen or heard from for the first season or two?
Without a doubt. And it wasn't, for me, it was never a problem with any of my teammates. It was the opposition. And I had that from a young age. I just had a way about me, a walk, a talk. And, you know, you grow up with my family and our place in baseball. Oh, yeah, that's Bob Boone's son. That's great. That's Ray Boone's grandson. You know, so you have that kind of stigma going in. I never cared about that. Like, I don't care who my dad is. I don't care who my grandpa is. You know, as time went on, I don't care about Aaron or Bob or Ray. I'm just here to earn a living and kick your butt. As a young man coming up in the minor league, sure, I had a lot of that. And I had a lot. I had a chip on my shoulder because I was always being compared to, you know, filling these big shoes. And I never looked at it that way. I just thought, my dad's never going to help me. My grandfather's never going to help me get to where I need to go. I've got to do it. So let's pay attention to what I'm doing. You know, I used to, in the minor leagues, go city to city, and the first question would be, well, do you feel the pressure? And I go, yeah, I'm hitting 332. Why don't we talk about that? You know, I'm second in the league at hitting. And I got to the big leagues, and I said, yeah, I'm going to get 3,000 hits. And I was brash, and I was just naive as possibly could be, but I think at the end, looking back and laughing at that young player that I do now, how much I had to learn, it probably was a positive in where I got to in my career, because that blind confidence that I had, I think in the end really ended up being a real positive for me. And there were a lot of life lessons along the way, a lot of getting my butt kicked and falling down, but it taught me how to be a man. It taught me about life a little bit, and I wouldn't change it. But yeah, that young brash kid that Jay Buhner, and I remember just that whole Mariners, you know, early 90s team. I mean, they gave me as hard a time as you can. There were two buses back then. It's like, Booney, you go on bus number two with the coaches. I said, no, I'm going on this bus with you, Buhner. Man, I got a lot of, and deservedly so. I got a lot of grief. They cut my suits in half and cut the buttons off my shirt, so I couldn't close my shirt. And I would just do it. I would just do it with a smile and laugh and go, "Yeah, I don't care what you do to me. I'm going to keep doing it." But the guys, it was tough love. And then behind the scenes, man, they really took care of me. Took me to dinner, bought me all new clothes. So it was kind of a win-win for me, and I just did it with a smile. I didn't take it too serious. But, yeah, I mean, I see a young kid, and I remember as a veteran player, I see a young guy come in the clubhouse and brash and really no clue, but, man, he was a baseball player, and he believed in himself. You know, he wasn't just talking the talk and telling you what you wanted to hear. He really believed it. And I used to smile at that guy, you know, those type of players, and say, you know, you're going to get beat down. You're going to be humbled. But you believe in yourself. I'll take a room full of those guys versus the guys that just tell you what you want to hear. And really, behind closed doors, we don't really trust. You know, do we really believe what we're saying out there, or that vibe we're giving off? So yeah, it's definitely a learning process. I wouldn't do it any other way. But yeah, it's fun to look back at those early years and think, man, did I have a lot to learn?
Well, Brett, after hearing that, I keep an eye on Jackson Merrill, the Padres' new 20-year-old center fielder. I think you're really going to like him.
Oh, yeah.
So keep just kind of an eye on his development going forward. And we'll be chatting with you. We're kind of setting it up that kind of semi-regularly
I'll
throughout
talk
the
to
season.
Him next week.
Looking forward to it. So we'll talk to you next week. Really appreciate
you
it.
You got it.
Enjoy opening day. Have a good one, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Booney.
Sounds great.
There is Brett Boone, host of the Brett Boone Podcast and Odyssey Original. Make sure to follow the Brett Boone Podcast on the Odyssey app or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Can you imagine, number one, all right, Woodsy, you're on the back bus. Me, yeah, no problem. Cutting my suit in half? They cut his suit in half.
He, I think it both worked for him and against him, being the legacy, being the son and the grandson of all-stars and great players. But the one thing about baseball is there's nepotism in every line of work. I mean, Harry Carey's great-grandson is now a broadcaster at the age of, like, 12 in Major League Baseball.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's older than 12, but he's young and he's getting a shot now. And there's certainly the name has a big part to do with it. But the one thing that you can't, if you can't hit, if you can't play in Major League Baseball, you're not going to stick. You actually have to perform in professional sports to stick around. You may get more scouts because of your name. You may get more interviews and attention because of your name. But if you can't play, you're not going to stick around.
You can get drafted, you can get a workout,
you can get a lot of things, but if you're hitting 180, there's no team that's just going to keep running you out there because of your last name.
Well,
no chance.
And then once you make it, you know, like Booney said, they have to believe that you can play. So Jackson Merrill anyone could come in and bluster about how great they are, but you have to perform and you got to put up your numbers. And then they'll start to, those are the guys you want them picking on you a little. You really do. You want them kind of showing you the ropes.
It means they're buying into you.
100%. Because they're not going to do it to some idiot that talks a big game and then can't play.
And they think he's going to be gone in 2 weeks.
Right.
They're not going to invest in them
That's exactly right.
This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by your local San Diego County, the UPS Store. A shred event starts today, March 27th through 30th. 50% off shredding services. Visit theupsstore.com for the location nearest UC store for details.
Cutting the buttons off of someone's dress shirt is absolutely brilliant. Brilliant.
Like, what are they going to do?
What are you going to do? You just show up and you're like,
your shirt hangs open at that point.
Fantastic.
Luke Voigt does it on purpose.
Exactly.
Fernando would probably do it
as a fashion statement.
We've got our first delivery, go through some of the new Padre giveaways, and people still asking questions about the TV announcement. Is that coming today or not? We'll let you know what we know and don't know coming up next year on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.